Well, it is once again Therapy Thursday, where we spend a little time on the couch with Dr. Steve Craig, psychologist and corporate coach for Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. Doc, good morning. I didn't see you last week. I was off. I'm glad to see you.
You had a whole birthday week.
I did.
Right. I don't think anybody saw you.
No, I was gone. What's the topic this morning?
Today we have a summer one, summer vacation. Dr. Steve, it's summer, and once again, my wife and I are fighting about our upcoming vacation with the family. My wife and my two boys, age 8 and 10, are going to Spain and Portugal in August. My wife likes to be pretty loose with planning what we are going to do and likes to figure out most things when we get there, but that drives me crazy. I get one good vacation each year, and I don't want to spend it wandering aimlessly around and having my kids bored, play on their phones, and waste their opportunities to see some cool things. But my wife says they are too young to have them run from one thing to another and that my way stresses out the entire family. But this is absolutely insane. We do the same haphazardly planned trips every year, and I'm tired of spending all that money to fight with my wife the whole time, feel stressed and tense with the whole family, sit around doing nothing and counting the days till I can come back home. How do I get my wife to see that we are wasting our time and money and that these trips need to be a stress reducer for me, not a stress increaser? She and the kids have all summer long to enjoy themselves. I get 1 week, and every year it's miserable. Can't it be about me just for this 1 week? Any ideas as to what we do here?
I don't know if this should be about him. I still think you should bring the family in. But I just think, you know, you have to compromise. I mean, maybe you have some planned days, some free days. Maybe you have the kids involved as well, and you pre-book things and do it that way, so it won't be so spontaneous. He doesn't like spontaneous. He wants things kind of planned out, not just not, you know, when we get there.
Not everyone gets a week vacation for their birthday.
Well.
This is two different styles of people. One might enjoy vacation that way, and the others want to do activities. So I'm with Lloyd that there has to be some kind of compromise where you say, we're both on this vacation. We both like to do different things. So how about a couple days we plan activities and a couple other days we sit by the pool or what have you.
Right, or do what we want to do for, you know, you do what you want to do, I do what I want to do.
I was in this guy's camp until he says, these trips need to be a stress reducer for me, not a stress increaser. Look, whether or not you're stressed, that's on you. You choose to be stressed or not. You can go with the flow. And the other part is, well, can it be about me this 1 week? Now, how about making it about the family mm-hmm. and take that to your wife in that way and saying, look, they're 8 and they're 10. We can program some things in so this is a little bit educational, that they learn some things. Let's do that. And let's plan one big fun thing, just like an excursion when you're on a tour boat, right? A cruise ship. You're right. They need to meet in the middle, but he needs to get over himself first.
Who do we think won Therapy Thursday this week?
Me?
No. No, I'm just kidding. What I think of this is that even when we go on vacation, you never go on vacation from being a parent.
Exactly.
This is a family trip. If you want an individual stress reducer, go away by yourself or with your golf buddies or with your wife or whatever you're going to. This is a family trip. And like Jamie said, they have different goals. So you better figure out what your goals are. His goal is my trip, my stress reduce. Her goal is we're going as a family. It's family relaxing time. That's never going to work out.
No.
And then that disorganization trickles downstream. So if they're on different pages, who's really leading what you're doing? Of course, then the kids don't know what we're doing, and they default to their phones.
Mm. Right. To some degree, she's doing the same thing.
Right.
Because she's not parenting either. By not planning activities for your kids, you're not parenting either.
So they have to sit down and have a conversation about what are the expectations. And like you guys said, we can... Even planning to meander is planning. You know, we're going to have a meander day.
Right.
But you have to sit down and set the goals and how you're going to do it and what do we want to accomplish here. And one of the best things I found is to even, I think one of you said it, divide the time up. You know, what this day and that day. And you can have a relaxed day. But one of the best things I have found is also get the kids invested early in being part of it. I know something we did with our kids was, even when they were young, we would say, hey, they're 8 and 10 like this. Tuesday is your day. What do you want to do on this day? And they were young. They'd be like, I want to have ice cream. Okay, but where do you want to go? Who do you want to go? Mm-hmm. They want grandma and grandpa to go. And then as they got older, they got used to actually investing in the trip and what we were doing. And those became excursions and those became different things. But then everybody got invested in what we're doing.
Right.
The kids aren't just along for the ride. What are we doing now?
Well, can I just ask, I mean, is Spain and Portugal where you want to take an 8 and 10-year-old anyway? Is a European vacation? Are they, I mean,
not, are they really?
How about Yellowstone?
Cedar Point.
Disney. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's a whole other thing. Yeah. And I was thinking that when I was reading it, too. It's even planning it. Did he want to go there? Did she want to go there? Even planning, this is a family trip. Why
That's
are we doing
of an
that?
Adult trip from get-go.
Right. And so they're on the wrong page there. But you have to get, and this is part of that too, everybody invested in, like I said, you never stop being a parent. So this is an opportunity for everyone to contribute. As a parent, you teach them planning and compromising and some failures, like, hey, you want to plan this time? And you go and it turned out to be terrible. You know, but okay, we learned that the alligator safari thing was kind of a waste of time, you know, whatever. Uh-huh.
Right, and then that turns into a family
memory.
Remember that alligator adventure?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, some of the biggest disasters have been the most memorable, and we still had fun. Right. And there's a lesson in that too.
That's too. That's, you take away, the fun part is the misery sometimes. When everything goes well, you don't remember it. Part of it is, oh my God, and then that. But especially if, like, the kids have planned it. If that was the alligator thing, then we get to, what are you going to take us on another alligator thing?
There you go.
And then they try to outdo each other. But it becomes an invest. The family gets all invested in the trip. And it's a family trip.
And when the family is invested, that knocks down the stress level, right?
Because in the end, the overall goal is to bond and be together as a family. And it can be about meandering. It can be about that we all plan things. It can be about making fun of your stupid alligator excursion that didn't work. And, you know, the restaurant we went to where the food was terrible. But that, because everyone's invested, everybody can be part of it. It's a family trip. And that's what's being missed here, is that he thinks it's about him and they never planned it.
All right, Dr. Steve Craig, psychologist, corporate coach, Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. He has solved the problems of the world and the family. Thank you so much for being
here. See you guys.
All right, coming up, we'll be talking about the childcare industry and how Michigan legislators are trying to talk about a proposed budget change that many say might hurt the already struggling childcare industry. We'll talk with Brian Kelly next on JR Morning.